Shamar K. Abdinu Weli was lucky to survive being shot in the stomach by a policeman. The bullet also fractured his arm. He says he was targeted last year on his way home because of his work as a news cameraman for this TV station called Gubjug, which is known for broadcasting critical views of Somalia's government. Journalists working here say they're often harassed or targeted.
Somalia is the worst place to be a journalist. We face too many problems. It's either the government causing issues or other people.
The other people include the armed group Al-Shabaab, which claimed responsibility for killing the director of state-owned Radio Mogadishu 5 months ago when a suicide bomber attacked his car. This is what was left of it. Abdullah Ahmed Mumin leads the Somali Journalist Syndicate, which documents killings, detentions, threats and harassment of journalists. He says there are dozens of cases every year.
The national intelligence has been alleged on serious human rights violations, including abductions, killings of civilians. And this is what journalists are trying to reveal and to report. That's why you see a lot of journalists are being targeted by the national intelligence.
This radio station, called Mustaqbal, reported when President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo's term ended last year. Elections were delayed and he stayed in office. Somebody powerful didn't want presenters to talk about it on air. Police raided the station.
The studio is behind this door. The staff say the police didn't get through it. The technician says he locked himself inside and turned off the transmitters. The staff say police came in through this door. They rounded up all of the journalists here, took them outside and took away all of the computers that were on these desks.
Bashir Mohammed Youssef says while some policemen were breaking into this cupboard and taking cameras, others beat him with rifle butts and threatened him.
The National Intelligence has been alleged as involved in serious human rights violations, including abductions, killings of civilians, and this is what journalists are trying to reveal. That's why you see a lot of journalists being targeted.
Shamarke says after months of requests, police have finally opened a case on his shooting. The Somali Journalist Syndicate says it's better than nothing, but that justice for journalists here is rare. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Mogadishu, Somalia.